are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Amara Gay.
Yeah. We're gonna have a good time, y'all. We're gonna talk about love
and the life and loss. We're gonna break down that thing called hurt and pain. And of course, we're gonna shed some light on being a bomb.
Listen up.
There is a thing that's called entertain. That's where you're entertained and educated at the exact same time. Kind of like what I call being inspired and motivated. And of course I call that motivation.
Lean in, listen up.
Welcome to OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gale, actress, author, evangelist, and content creator. I'm believing this will be a Maravational experience. Our intent is to empower, inspire, motivate, and equip. We broadcast the beauty of beginnings by sharing God's promises through personal stories. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to OMG. We hope you become a long-time listener. And for those that have been rolling with me for a while, thanks for adding such sweetness to my hot tea. There's something for everyone, so be sure to tune in, lean in, and listen up on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. We're keeping it real. Real triumphs, real tragedies, real tips, tools, and truths. Today we're talking about something valuable. It's something everyone has, but some use it wisely, others waste it, a few folks don't know what to do with it, and you'll even hear folks say, ain't nobody got time for that. So please help me welcome one of our OMG favorite return guests. She's the author of Faith, Food, and Fitness, the founder of Fit Through Faith, an online community that supports and encourages you while fostering accountability. You know who I'm talking about, our girlfriend in whole body fitness. Welcome to the show, Charlie Jordan Brookins.
Hi, Mara Gale. How are you?
I am amazing, and I feel fantastic because you are going to lead us into these last 8 weeks of this year with even better tools to take and put in our toolbox and our toolkit. I happen, as you know, I read one of your most recent emails from Fit Through Faith, and it blessed me so much that I had to share you with the listeners. You know, when you find out something good and you can't keep it to yourself, you want to share it with everybody. And so, Charlie, you are a favorite of OMG. I mean, my listeners love you. I adore you. My executive producer loves you because you give bite-sized instructions and tips and techniques that we can actually implement immediately. So I want to jump right in. I know we just recently gained an hour of time on this past Sunday for daylight savings, and we gained that hour, and you wrote an email that wowed me. So I would like to unpack that email and let you drop and do what it is that you do to our listeners. Let's start off with, let me share with the topic. It's called, I don't have time. And how many of us say that? I don't have time. So my hand is up too. My virtual hand is all up in the air. So Charlie, why don't you share with our listeners? Let's just go through the list. You can start off with tip one, and then we'll unpack it as we go.
No, absolutely. You know, it's I love Sunday mornings because Sunday mornings is when I write my letter to my tribe. And I always have, you know, I have a plan, I have a strategy, as you know, we're going through the food rules, but then I always leave those first two paragraphs open and without a plan so that really the Holy Spirit can do what the Holy Spirit does. And so I was up at 4:30, which was when I'm normally up at 5:30, but I was up at 4:30 and Holy Spirit said, you just gained an hour, right? So what are you doing with that time? And if you had an hour, what would you do? And so that's really what the spark was to the email that I sent to everyone, because it was really this concept of time. And if you had an extra hour, or rather, what did you do on Sunday with that extra hour of time? Right? Did you prioritize your self-care? Did you spend time with family? Did you spend time with the Lord? Or did you sleep? Right? And the point is that as much as we think, you know, that time always is the excuse when it comes, especially to our faith, food, and fitness, right? Yes. Time is like, I don't have time. Like, I would love to be reading the Bible. I just don't have time. I would love to meal plan or prepare more. I don't have time. I would love to take, take a HIIT class or do all this fitness stuff, but I don't have time. But the reality is that time is not really the excuse, because you make time to do the things that are important and necessary. We do it every day. We will make time to get our hair done. We will make time to get our nails done. We will make time to binge watch our shows. And I'm not the one to say that you don't need time to just relax and take care and pamper, because you do. But we don't prioritize our faith, food, and fitness, because those are the things that are actually going to give us more energy and creativity and vitality to actually accomplish all those other things. And
Let me jump in right there, because you just said something so dope. And this is the reality. You know, the things that we spend money on are the things that are the least valuable and the least important, because they can be replaced. But those things that we cannot afford, it is too invaluable, like our health, like our faith, like our fitness. You can't pay for your faith to be increased. You have to spend some time for your faith to be increased. You can't, when you are sick and you're in a hospital bed, you can't buy your way out of that sickness. And so what you just shared with us in that wonderful way that only Charlie can is that, why are we prioritizing these things? Doesn't mean don't take care of yourself. Doesn't mean go get your massage. We're not saying don't get your manicure or get your hair done. But what we're saying is, if you take care of your body will take care of you. If you don't put the right food in, your hair will be thicker. Your skin will be healthier. Your eyes will be whiter. If you take care of your fitness, your bones will be stronger. She's giving you the tips to longevity. And that is dope.
That's the key. And I think what we often do is we wait, right? We wait until we have to. We wait until the doctor puts us on some kind of prescription. We wait until we're achy. We wait until we're so distant from God that we can't get a prayer through. And you don't have to wait, right? And that's why I always say the time is now. And we don't have to like do everything at the same time. And I think that's the key, is we get overwhelmed by our situation. Yeah. We feel so isolated from those three things that it's like, I can't, because I'm paralyzed, because it feels too big. And the key is we have to slow down and just take one step, right? You don't even have to do all three at the same time. And I recommend the first one obviously would be faith, because we have to reconnect with our purpose. We have to understand who we are in God, and that we were created to do good works, and that there's a purpose for us to make an epic impact on this world. And if we can connect with that and a big, bold why, what that purpose is, that's the beginning. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. We're running around with our heads spinning because we're running after the latest diet or running after the latest fitness trend and doing that and then getting tired or getting hurt. When we really need to just slow down and focus on Jesus and the call on our lives, because once we are all up in that and we understand what that is and we hook up to that power and that purpose and that possibility, then we want to make sure that our temples are clean. We want to make sure that we have the energy. We want to move our bodies and our limbs. We want to remind them to keep moving. But it begins with connecting to your purpose and your faith and your belief in who God says you are.
Hallelujah. You know, you reminded me of two things. One, there was a statement or phrase that I heard, and I wish I knew who said it, but it was, slow down, you'll get there faster. Slow down, you'll get there faster. And then two, my husband was preaching this past Sunday, We're on this wonderful series. And in this series, he was telling us some statistics. And one of the statistics about reading the Bible, Lifeway Research found that only 40% of churchgoers read the Bible once a month, rarely or never. Wow. And you could hear a rat doing his business on cotton. It was so quiet in there at that moment because we couldn't believe that that was an actual statistic. And again, that's another part of that prioritizing. It's like we've added social media into our daily regimen, and it didn't used to be present. We figure out how to check Facebook and IG and Twitter and Snapchat and YouTube and yada, yada, yada. We've also implemented computers into our lives in this last, 20 years that wasn't there prior, the internet and things of that nature. We've added all of these other things that will not allow us to live longer, will not add a more impactful relationship to God to our life. All of these things can be taken away if the internet goes out. But the things that you're talking to us about today are things that will last well beyond any of these things. And they're more enriching, they're more fulfilling, and they're more satisfying than any of the stuff we talked about, any of the stuff that we actually delve into every day, multiple times. We pick up our phone so many times a day. If we would pick up the word, just one of those times that we pick up the phone, our lives would be enriched.
Okay, Charlie, don't hit on sustainability. We're talking about sustainability, and because all those other things are fleeting. You think about things like Snapchat, they're like, or even stories, Insta stories, Facebook, they're gone, right? But you're in there in that minute, and then it's gone. Whereas your relationship with God, is sustaining, and it sustains you through trials and tribulations. It's sustainable in the good and the bad. Those are the things that we need to feed into. And it all connects to our food and fitness. And that's really what Fit Through Faith is all about, is that, we know that we're supposed to eat better. We know that we're supposed to move. But the reason why we can't keep doing it is because we haven't connected it to our power.
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. You talk about connecting with our purpose, because when we know what we're supposed to do, we want to be here to complete that race. I remember you talking about a part of your big, bold why was your kids. You wanted to be able to run with them, play with them, and not be someone on the couch watching them outside, or watching them, let's say if they were in the house and they wanted to do something and you're like, oh, I'm out of breath or I can't walk 10 steps. You wanted to be healthy for them. And I mean, those who have seen Charlie, she is physically fit. She is physically fit, emotionally fit, and spiritually fit. She is like that total package. And I say that not to brag about you, but to say you made a choice in your life to do what was right, not just for you, but for your family and your future.
Absolutely. And so I would say it's really about my grandchildren, because I had kids in my 40s. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so, they're 8 and 12 now. And this is hilarious. Yeah. We were at a holiday party, for October 31st. And it was a dance party for the seventh graders, but my 8-year-old was there and he was out on the dance floor dancing, and I went out there and I danced. Now, of course, I don't know what I was doing, but I was dancing with him, and literally people were taking video. Go Charlie, go Charlie. I had the young moms come up to me and it's like, the latest dances. I don't know the latest dances. I was just moving my body, in a way that looked like I knew what I was doing. But the point was, all of a sudden, it reminded me of why, if I didn't take care of my faith, food, and fitness, I couldn't be there for my little one and have that dance party and have that moment with him and for my husband and put it on video. But all of that, because I want to be able to do that when his children are 8 years old.
Yes. Yes, that's important. It's I first of all, let me say this. I applaud you. I applaud you for your energy. I applaud you for pursuing your purpose with reckless abandonment, because by doing so, you have enabled and afforded all of us an opportunity to be better And that's the goal. You know, you said it earlier. You don't have to do all three of these things at one time. Matter of fact, you said just take one. And if we can master just one or get really good at just one, then you can implement another on. And I know I've taken so many of your tips to heart. I can't tell you how far the trash can is away from where I sit. I can't tell you how I'm a snack snob. And Charlie has unpacked all these things, these healthy green smoothies. I mean, the list goes on and on. And at one point, I'm going to call you on the show just to talk about how the Lord inspires these phrases, because I think they're phenomenal. But I'm going to stay on track today.
Right.
And I'm going to let you unpack our next point, because you know I love you so much. I could talk about so many areas of your life. Oh my goodness.
Well, it's about time, right? So we're talking about time and an hour. So let's just say you gained an hour. What would you do with it? How could you help focus on your faith, food, and fitness? And the reality is some of us might just say an hour, like Charlie, I can't even, you know, that's overwhelming to think of.
Yeah.
And so the first challenge is to really track your day. And it's hard, right? Because you have to deal with some realities. But if you can make a spreadsheet, it's super simple, but just every 15 minutes, one day, you should do it for more than one, but I'm just saying one. Write down what you do every 15 minutes. Now, there will be blocks where it's a whole hour. Like, you're working, you know, you were in a meeting, you know, so that makes it easy. Mm-hmm. But it's the little tricky ones in between where the enemy zaps our time, right?
Yeah.
And you might find that all those little five-minute, you know, checking Facebook and Instagram may end up being an hour by the end of the day. You might find that the conversation that you started to have with your girlfriend that went random and then went 2 hours, but really the meat of what you really needed to talk about needed to be 15 minutes. You know, that might happen. And so the key is to see where are those little pockets where the enemy starts to steal your time and get them back. It's the mindfulness of understanding where your time goes.
You know, Charlie, have you ever heard someone say, you know, I would get so much more done if I had just more hours in a day, you know, and I often say Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, and Warren Buffett does not get more time than you get. It is what they do with their time that actually matters, or that actually, you know, turns up the reward. It's an ROI. It's a return on investment. You put some work in, you get something out. Same with our exercising. If you exercise, you're going to see some progress. If you continue to exercise, you're diligent and you are faithful to it, you will see it. The same with faith. You don't have to utilize God as your spiritual police. When something's wrong, you go to him. Go to him, as we've shared on this show many a time, go to him in good and bad and happy and sad and confused, in the stillness, even when you don't have questions. Just that's communication. That's the relationship that we're to have with him. That is it. And so Charlie's tools and tips that she shares with us always reinforce that one most important thing, your relationship with God is first. It's the foundation. It's the foundation. So whatever you're doing with your time, make sure that you have time for him. Because if you don't have time for him, you don't have time. Literally.
Exactly.
Don't
or
have
your time.
Time
is running out quickly.
Yes.
And so it is that, it's that mindfulness of time that really is the beginning. And once you kind of see where those pockets are, then you start to claim them back. But in order to claim them for the right thing, you know, as I said, we prioritize things that are important to us.
Yeah.
And some of us have not gotten the mindful mindset yet that our, everyone knows faith is important, right? Everyone who's listening to you, know that
y'all
faith is
know,
important.
Y'all better know.
Right? But when it comes to healthy eating and fitness, it is something most people know they need to do, but it hasn't actually become a priority. And so what I always say is, like, what are you waiting for? Because it hurts my heart when I see people come to me after they've already been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, or after they are, you know, and again, cancers can be caused by so many different things, but when their bodies are sick, when their bodies are in pain, when there was a time before that when something could have been done. And here's the blessing, yeah. Even when they are already, you know, carrying more weight than their body is built for and have type 2 diabetes and are dealing with, you know, with pain in their body, there still is hope, right? There still yes. is big hope. But if we can, when our bodies are actually feeling good, they may not be looking, you know, exactly the yeah. way we want yeah. them to. But yeah. that's the time when we can do the most work, right? That's the time yes. when we can actually prevent those things from happening versus dealing with them, because that's the situation that, again, we set up for ourselves because we didn't follow mm-hmm. God's word in the first place. Because God's word is clear, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Genesis 1:29. Mm-hmm. I give you yes. every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth. These will be your food. The whole earth. That's a lot, right?
That's a lot.
That's where it begins. If we don't eat enough plants, enough colorful, vibrant plants, the reds, the greens, the orange, the purples, the white tans, the greens, all of those things, all those plant-based foods, and you know, Mara, I'm not saying you have to be plant exclusive, but I'm exactly. saying you have to be plant powered. Those are the healing foods. God created them first for a reason. Yes. Those are the first foods that should go in our bodies because they heal us. They give us energy. They sustain us. And they have the least number of calories.
Yes. And isn't that interesting? The thing that will fill you up, the thing that will make you healthy, the thing that can combat arthritis, that can combat low energy, that can combat crashes in the middle of the day, are the most healthiest thing that you can put in your body are the vegetables, the plant-based, I should say, all the plant-based yeah. things. And instead of us piling our plate with, you know, half or three-fourths of that, we instead pile it with the carbs or we pile it with the meat. And it's like, wait. Those aren't the things that are going to give you the most bang for your buck. That would be like me putting $50 into the lottery ticket instead of $50 into a savings account or an IRA or, you know, a bond or something. I know what my return will be on my savings or my bond or my CD, but you put that $50 into a lottery ticket and you might as well just wave bye-bye to it because it doesn't give you back anything. Now, there is occasion somebody may win, but the numbers are so crazy. Your chance of winning is really thin. So why not invest in something that you know will have a return on the investment? Plant powered, she says, plant powered. They heal you. They also give you energy and they help you to have long life.
Yes. And they reduce inflammation.
And that's daddy's
word. We spent that. Yes. Daddy's food. Daddy knows mm-hmm. versus mm-hmm. man-made foods, which are highly processed. Girl, I read that there was in Maryland that a man stabbed another man over a Popeye's sandwich. Like stabbed him into his next life. And
oh,
that's the thing about man-made foods, right? You know, obviously there probably was some other things going on.
Of course.
The point is that man-made foods are chemically made for addiction. Chemically made for cravings. That is man-made. That is where the enemy lives. Yes, he would love for you to drive through all day long because there's so many chemicals and things that are literally hijacking your taste buds that cause you to do crazy things. Hijack your waistline, right? Because those foods were not created to give you life. Those foods were created for temporary pleasure. But not long-term vitality.
And that's so poignant because I think about, you know, when I was craving sugar all the time. And I was like, I'm not even thinking about food, but you know, you crave it. It's like because whatever's in our food has been causing us to have an insatiable desire to have it. It's just like when cigarettes, you know, were first brought on the scene. And then they later, of course, threw the pants off of them. And now they're back and they're all on advertising and in movies. Can't go see a TV, can't watch a TV show or go to the movies without seeing someone smoking again. But they were deceiving us by putting an addictive chemical into the cigarette that made you want to have it. The same is true with sodas. The same is true with our foods. And our bodies don't even know how to break that stuff down because it wasn't created. It wasn't a part of God's plan for our bodies. Our bodies don't know what to do with that.
Exactly.
And we're eating, like, even, you know, I know you've reintroduced meat, I believe, back in your diet. I know you were vegetarian?
I eat fish 2 days a week, and it's very
okay,
specific.
So you're more in the
fish.
Pescatarian yes, kind
exactly.
of thing. But
yeah.
Okay, got you. And I've done the pescatarian way of life, and I actually enjoyed it. And I will tell you, I fell off the bandwagon with someone fixed the steak that was from Texas. That's how it all started again. And I went back down the journey. But I will say this, I do not eat red meat or pork or even chicken for that matter more often than I do fish or seafood, or I actually love avocados. I do. I just discovered these Dr. Prager's beet burgers. They're spicy beet, and I don't even like beet. When I say I don't like beet, I accidentally purchased the box because it says sweet, tangy, and I thought it said beef, you know, although it's a plant-based burger. I thought it said sweet, tangy beef, so I purchased it, and when I took it out the pack, it was red. And so I went back and looked and said, oh my gosh, it's beet. And I said, I don't even like beet. I said, but I'm going to try it. Let me not knock it till I try it, because I've had beet every kind of way. When I say delish... When I say delish, do you know I took the beet patty and rolled it, I cut it in half, rolled it in lettuce, and made me a sweet, tangy beet lettuce roll. Amazing. Amazing. The colors were beautiful, and it really helped my digestive tract and everything. So I say that to say, try some of these plant-based products. You know I really try to stay away from prepackaged stuff, but when I know that I can get something that may have the bang in it that I need because I don't have the time, I'd rather go for that than grabbing a bag of chips or grabbing a donut or something like that on the way.
No, and it read the labels, because there's a lot of, you know, vegetarian, vegan things that are just, you know every ingredient in there. You know, it's in a package, because we do have lifestyles that require some support. You know, the lifestyles that we lead were not the lifestyles that our ancestors led, right? We've got crazy schedules, and so we need a little bit of support. We don't necessarily need, you know, the drive-through super fast food, but there are absolutely products that are not, it's the highly processed. You know, everything is minimally processed in some way, but it's the highly processed food. And so if you're looking for the plant-based foods and the, you know, and the vegetarian, the vegan foods that are in the freezer section, that's when the radical label reading comes in, because you have
to
read
them. Preach on it.
Yes, because there is some junk food vegan stuff that if you're not reading the label, you might as well just eat a steak, because at least then you know what it is versus all the things that they put together to make it taste good. The key is you want clean ingredients. You want to be able to know, you know, as you know, radical label reading is not putting anything in your body until you know everything that's in it. When you know what it is, your body knows what it is, and it knows what to do to give you the energy to do your next. But we eat all this other stuff that with words that we can't pronounce, and we don't even know we're eating. We don't know what they are. But clearly your body doesn't know either.
Hey, Charlie, that reminds me. There's one of the tips that I read in your email that I told you I've implemented since I reread your email, because I knew to do it before, but now it just made it was even clearer to me because of this topic that we're talking about, time. I, during my breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner, I have slowed down in eating my food, because my girlfriend in whole body wellness said to chew to a liquid. And so, Charlie, because you gave me that nugget, I have slowed down, and I have watched myself get fuller before my meal is done. And I've paid more attention to the flavors and the taste, so that I'm enjoying the meal, which all of those things, the scent, the colors, and the presentation, for me, it helps me to become more satisfied by what I'm eating. And so now chewing it to a liquid adds that other layer. And why don't you share with our listeners, when you were talking about chew to a liquid, you were sharing with me how the digestive system starts in our mouth, I believe is how.
Absolutely.
I may have phrased it wrong. Okay, go ahead.
No, that's
that
absolutely right. Digestion starts in your mouth, because there are actually enzymes in your mouth that help begin the process of digestion, that signal to your stomach that, you know, food is about to come down. And so when we start to chew too fast, like we're kind of increasing the process of digestion too quickly, right? So we need to slow down and be in concert with our bodies. So we slow down, we chew, we let all those enzymes do what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to break down the food, because the reality is your stomach does not have teeth. Like, there's acid down there, but there's no teeth. And so if you just send chunks of food down before it's properly digested, all the nutrients are not properly absorbed into your blood system to give you the energy that you need. If you take the time to make a healthy salad or take the time to really do the right thing, you know, eating wise, then get all those nutrients. And that requires you to break down the food in your mouth. And it's just a more enjoyable experience. And candidly, when I started, because I was a fast chewer because my dad chewed fast. I wanted to be like my dad. And it was when I left corporate America and I was carrying that extra 15 pounds. It just was not going away, when God said, okay, and I was thinking it's menopause, pre-menopause. And God said, did I tell you that? And so I made a few changes. And one of them was I started chewing and I started slowing down. And the big difference that made is that I ate less, and I didn't even have to be, you know, the only thing I was cognizant of was chewing my food and enjoying my food and plating my food and seeing those colors. And that weight came off without a diet, without really trying, but by putting practices in, by chewing my food, by strength training, by stopping, you know, eating every 3 hours and not eating throughout the day. So it's really like three or four things. But when you do those things and get in concert with your body, get connected to what your body needs and when it needs it, not just because your brain says, oh, I need a snack, I need this, I need that. Check in, are you hungry? And you shouldn't be hungry if it hasn't been 3 hours. If you ate properly, it should be at least 3 hours for your stomach to empty out. If you had a bunch of processed carbs, you may be hungry after an hour and a half, and probably hungry for more sugar and processed carbs, because that's the way the body works. And that's so you, when you eat healthy carbs, meaning fruits and vegetables with healthy fat, avocados, a little olive oil, those kind of things have the fiber to keep you full. So 3 hours later, you can say, oh, it's time to eat, and you can put something else together for yourself.
Yay and amen. Yay and amen. I promise I have watched this new tool that, of course, you shared with me before, but I told you it really jumped in my brain this last time when I read it, and I read all that you said that it would do, you know, improving the digestion, and cause you to lose, you know, tend to eat less, and you would enjoy the food more. And so I tried it and I was like, oh my goodness, I taste everything, and I felt full faster, you know, and satisfied, not stuffed. I was just comfortable. It wasn't stuffed. I didn't have to finish everything on my, and that's the other half. I think that because when we were younger in my family, I don't know about your family and I don't know about our listeners' family, but we had, there were six of us, you know, and so you couldn't waste food. Mama worked real hard for that food. So you had to eat everything on your plate. But as an adult, I realized, you know, I try not to put too much on my plate so that I don't overeat. But even if I accidentally think my appetite is bigger than what it is and I put it on my plate, there's a thing called a Tupperware dish or a paper container, or you can put it away. You can wrap it and put it away for the next meal. It could be your snack a little bit later on so that you don't feel guilty like you're wasting food. I've been in restaurants with people where they are completely stuffed, Charlie, and they're like, well, I just can't waste this. And I'm like, I'm this person. I think I've shared it with you before. When I'm eating a brownie at a restaurant and I know that's the only brownie I should be eating this week, I ask people, anybody want the rest of this brownie? If no one wants it, I pour salt on it, because we're sitting at the table and we're going to continue to talk. And so if I'm going to continue to talk, that brownie's going to call my name, because, you know, me and Chaka got a thing. And so that brownie's going to call my name. And in order to mute the sound of the chocolate calling my name, I pour chocolate on it. Another thing people can do is cut their food in half and get that portion to go before they even start. There's a lot of tips that we can do, but we're on time. So I'm going to let you get back to the time deal. Another way that you were talking about time, just for people to know, you've gained this extra hour. Why don't you take time to chew your food? Use that as a reminder. You've gained an hour. Take time to chew your food. Make it a liquid.
Yep. That's absolutely right. And so when you're thinking about this hour that you found, and even again, if it's 30 minutes, if you find 30 minutes, then focus on those three things, faith, food, and fitness. So with faith, for me, you know, find a devotion that you love. I'm a huge Joyce Meyer fan. So she always keeps it real and gives me exactly what I need. And it doesn't take long to read her daily devotional. It doesn't take long to use the Bible app. Find something that speaks to you, someone who speaks to you, so that you can start each day waking up with the power to get through that day with that little nugget that you need. You know, I'm also reading through the Bible, looking, you know, from a health lens. And so I'm an Exodus right now. So I do Joyce and then I do my one chapter. And it's like that's, and I got it and it's done and I write down my reflection. So it doesn't, you know, the key is to begin open and begin connected so that you are being led, that he is a lamp unto your feet through the whole day. If you have more time, then take that time. But you start with a daily consistent connection.
And I'm just going to do a little plug. My girl's got a cool jumpstart devotion called Faith, Food, and Fitness, 40 days to renew your mind and transform your body. And there's an entire community that she's the founder of, and we actually get to log what we eat and we encourage each other. We share recipes, we share tips and tools if you're on the road, how to pack and travel with something so you can work out on the road. Anyway, Charlie Jordan Brookins, you guys need to look her up. You know I'm going to put the link on our show page so that you can find it. But Faith, Food, and Fitness is 40 days to renew your mind and transform your body. And it's written by our very own Charlie Jordan Brookins. And yes, you're right. Using a devotional every day helps to center me. It helps me to have that relationship with God go even deeper. You know, I do a devotional and of course I read the word. I actually do a morning Bible study call. And so we pray, we study the word, and then we go round robin and say what the word meant to us in this particular passage. And that's been helpful. This is Monday through Friday, rain, snow, sleet, storm, holiday. We don't get Christmas off. Well, no, nothing, no days off.
Love it.
It's a Monday through Friday. But it is a commitment and we love it and our lives are enriched and we've grown up together. So faith is the first thing, the first step. I want to make sure we get them all in. We've got probably another 7 minutes, Charlie.
Perfect.
So faith is the first thing.
Faith is the first thing. And with food, again, this could be, you know, another whole thing on food, but I want you to focus on what I call VP3. And it's V is veggies, P is protein, and then there's three F's. So the three is fruit, fat, and fiber. And so when you think about your plate, let's just visualize half of it, veggies. Plain and simple. So don't start eating until you have half your plate filled with veggies. Now that can be a salad, that can be roasted vegetables, that can be a combination of things. But you want half that plate to be filled with colorful vegetables. And then we have the next quarter is protein. We want some kind of healthy protein source. Now notice it's a quarter of the plate, not a half of the plate. Oftentimes we think of like a slab of steak that takes up half the plate. No, we don't need all that. Whether it is a plant-based protein or whether it is a meat protein, the key is a quarter because you want that protein, slows down your digestion, helps heal and repair your muscles. So it's an important source to have, but it doesn't need to take up half a plate. The other key quarter is fiber. Right, because fiber again is, you know, like I think it's the numbers 80-90% of the American people don't eat enough fiber. And fiber again slows down digestion. That's part of the issue because of all these highly processed carbs. Why type 2 diabetes has gotten out of hand is because we don't have the fiber to slow down the impact of sugar on our blood system. And fiber does that in addition to cleaning us out and keeping things moving. So you've got that veggies, you've got the protein, you've got the fiber, and then you drizzle with a little healthy fat. It can be avocado, can be a little olive oil, it can be nuts and seeds, and then a little fruit for sweetness. So if you think about food, you know, visually, where's my veggies? Okay, do I have a protein source? Do I have a fiber source? And a little healthy fat and fruit. Then you're winning. That's what's going to sustain you for 3 hours and get you off of food and onto your purpose. Until you need to come back again.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And you know, I watched, I'm a Netflix junkie and I can't recall the name of it right now, but they were talking about in terms of plant protein, plant-based protein, and people are like, well, you can't do this without regular protein. You can't do that without regular protein. And they were like, well, what do you think the cows eat?
Thank you.
The cows eat the grass. the chicken eat the feed. I mean, all of these right. animals are actually fueled by a plant-based diet. And then we're eating the meat thinking we're getting the protein, but the protein that we're getting is from the plants that they're eating. Really, the nutrients are coming from that. And when I realized that, I was like, oh my goodness. You know, that was an aha moment, an epiphany. I said, that totally makes sense. Cows don't graze off of meat. Cows graze off of grass. Okay, so time. She talked to us about tracking our day. Track your day. Try to get it every 15 minutes for a full day. It would be preferred if you do it for more than that, but we don't want to overwhelm you. So she suggested a day so that you can find out what's stealing your time, what's robbing your day. You know, it's the little foxes that spoil the whole big thing. That's always the case. Spiritually, it's the little foxes, the secret little sin, gossip, you know, lying. It's those little bit, and all of them are sin. So it's not little or big, but it's the things that other people don't see you doing that actually end up spoiling the relationship with God. And it's the little things, sneaking food or sneaking time on social media, that steals the day of being productive. You know, you could be at work. You don't want to rob God and you don't want to rob your boss. So if you're at work and you're checking social media so much that when you track your day, you realize, oh my goodness, that was 2.5 hours on social media. Can you imagine if you were the owner of a company, what you would feel like if you had 20 employees and half of your employees stole, because that's what it is, stole 2.5 hours every day from you, but you're paying them for 8. So the goal is to be mindful, to be conscious, and to be aware. So time, track your day. She talked about plants reward you. She also talked about how chemicals hijack you and how you should eat every 3 to 4 hours. You should chew your food slowly. Charlie, there was so much in this, and I hate that we're running out of time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
Let me just
kind of
throw on really quickly just about fitness. The fitness piece is, it doesn't have to be all that. It has to be movement that's intentional throughout the day. So if you think of fitness being your fourth meal of the day, you have to feed your fitness every day. It may be a snack, right? It may be just a 10-minute walk or a 5-minute standing up, sitting down, but you're feeding your fitness. It may be a full meal. So you may have a half hour at lunch to go for a walk, or you can supersize it with a hike on the weekend. But the key is, think of fitness as your fourth meal. You have to feed it every day in some way. And it can be small or it can be large, but find something that you enjoy and keep doing it and make movement intentional.
I love it. Find something you enjoy. Make movement intentional. Make it your fourth meal of the day. One of the most satisfying. I try to do it off the top of the day so that nothing interferes with it. But sometimes my husband will be like, okay, babe, it's almost 11 o'clock. Are you getting off the treadmill? I'm like, no, because I'm trying to get my 15,000 steps today. So I agree. Fitness is the fourth meal of the day. After you do your 3, do fitness as your fourth. Charlie, would you share with our listeners how they can find you on social media, how they may be able to purchase your book, Faith, Food, and Fitness, as well as any other information you want to share with our listeners, like your group, if you'd like to invite them to join you?
No, absolutely. So my website is fitthroughfaith.com. It's THRU. On there, you can join my email list, and you'll get those weekly emails that I send out. On Facebook, I'm at Fit Through Faith. My Facebook group, where I really get down, is the Fit Through Faith Village. And also on Instagram, I'm at I Am Fit Through Faith. And you can get the book, Faith, Food, and Fitness, on the website, but also on Amazon.
Charlie, I love you. We love you. We thank you for always dropping amazing nuggets so that we can fill our God-sized purpose. And we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Mara.
Thanks for listening. To keep in touch and get Maravated daily, follow me on social at Mara Gale via Facebook, IG, Twitter, and YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe. Plus, you can always visit MaraGale.com to see exactly what I do, when I do it, and what I've done. Remember, you can catch us online via UpToMeRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the Stitcher app.
Oh, Mara Gale. Oh, it's me. Oh, it's me.
That's me, yeah. We're gonna have a good time, y'all. We're gonna talk about love and the life and loss. We're gonna break down that thing called hurt and pain. And of course, we're gonna shed some light on being a bomb.
Listen up.
There is a thing that's called entertainment. That's where you're entertained and educated at the exact same time. Kind of like what I call being inspired and motivated. And of course, I call that motivation.
Tune in, lean in, listen up.
Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. OMG.